hear further from the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And the little child grew and became strong in spirit, filled full with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And having finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew it not. But supposing him to be among those on the way with them, they went a day's journey, and sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And not finding him, they turned back to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass, after 3 days, that they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his intelligence and answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, "Child, why hast thou thus done to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee grieving." And he said to them, "Why have you sought me? Knew you not that I must be in what is my father's?" And they understood not the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in age and in grace with God and men. We read also from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, about Jesus going down into Egypt. And when they were departed, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I tell thee, for Herod is about to seek the young child to destroy him." And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was declared of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine of the Lord's Second Coming in True Christian Religion, number 89. God assumed or put on the human according to his own divine order. In the section concerning the divine omnipotence and omniscience, it was shown that God at creation introduced order into the universe and into all its parts, and accordingly, that the omnipotence of God proceeds and operates in the universe and all its parts according to the laws of his order. Now, since God came down, and since he is order itself, it was necessary, in order for him actually to become man, that he should be conceived, carried in the womb, and be born, and that he should be educated, acquiring in due course the knowledge by which he might attain to intelligence and wisdom. Therefore, as to his humanity, he was like an infant. He was an infant like any other infant, a boy like any other boy, and so on, but with this sole difference that he passed through those progressive states more quickly, more fully, and more perfectly than others. That he advanced in this way according to order is manifest from these words in Luke. The child Jesus grew and became strong in spirit and increased in wisdom and age and in favor with God and man. That he did so sooner, more fully, and more perfectly than others appears from the account recorded of him in the same gospel that as a boy 12 years old, he sat in the temple in the midst of the teachers and taught, and that all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. This was done because the divine order is that a man should prepare himself for the reception of God. And as he prepares himself, so God enters into him, as into his own dwelling place and home. Such preparation is accomplished by means of the knowledge of God and of the spiritual things belonging to the church, and thus by intelligence and wisdom. For it is a law of order that so far as a man approaches and draws near to God, which he must do entirely as of himself, so far God approaches and draws near to him and interiorly conjoins himself to him. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.